Maybe we should do our clip then. Oh, we're good? Awesome. We're ready to go. Okay. So, today, we are starting a little mini-series called 3D Disciples. Who knows what 3D Disciples means? Yeah, we're talking about it in church on Sunday. Anybody? We talked about it last week. Discover, yeah, was the first one. Demonstrate's the second one. What's the third one?
Duplicate!
Woohoo! You guys are on the ball tonight. Right, and so today we're going to talk about discovering Jesus. So today we're talking about discovering Jesus. Next week we're talking about demonstrating the life of Jesus. And the next week we'll be talking about duplicating the heart of Jesus. So this is the whole kind of purpose of the Christian life. It's kind of wrapped up in these three little terms, and they just expand from those little discover. You know, I could preach for months on that. So, however, we're just going to do it tonight, hopefully in the allotted time we have. Okay, I have some questions for you guys. First of all, is there such a thing as absolute truth?
No.
Yes. Maybe. There, we covered the whole thing. Possibly, that's maybe. So, think about it. Is there such a thing as absolute truth? No?
Yes.
Yes. Is that absolutely true?
Yes.
Is it absolutely true that there is no truth?
No.
Oh, no.
Yes.
There we go. Okay, maybe. All right, let's start with maybe. All right, we'll keep going. Okay, how about this question? Has someone ever offended you by their claim of truth?
Yeah.
Yeah? Someone has offended you? Like, why was it offensive? Oh, that was the truth? Sorry, I couldn't resist, Brandon. So most of us would say yes, right? Somebody that just was really kind of like, this is true, and no matter what you say, doesn't matter, I'm going to believe it's true. Did you guys hear that? We had a comment, isn't that all parents? So, okay. We have some parents here. In fact, we had a boo from back there.
No offense, guys.
Okay, next question. Next question, guys. Let's go on to the next question. Let's just say there is truth. Let's just say that there is some truth out there that is, it's real truth. It's truth and it's always true. Like, my talks are boring. That's true. All right. Let's just say that there's some truth out there that is real truth and it's always true. How can you, if you know something is true, how can you then try to get someone else to understand that it's truth? Is there a certain way? I mean, how do you do that? Comfortable stare. Okay, show them how. How, like?
Like,
my shirt is blue?
No, it's yes, not.
Okay, if green. It's a
Coslo,
and
green.
Yellow.
That is green.
Okay. No, like, say, my dog can jump on the trampoline. They're like, okay.
That's a tough one to prove.
Like, Rory, jump on the trampoline, and he goes and jumps on the trampoline.
Okay. So you can actually just physically show somebody that if something's truth, like an experiment in like your science class or something, right? This is a truth claim, so you're like, do the experiment to see if it's true, right?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Any other way to, yeah?
You can get other people who believe it's true.
Okay. And so how do you explain that, even with other people, to someone who doesn't know it's true? Or doesn't think it's true? What's that?
They all think it's true. So
what if they don't? That's the question. Okay, so how do you, when you find those people, how do you communicate that to someone who doesn't think it's true?
Never mind.
That's the question.
Say it.
Okay, you can tell them, you talk about it. How do you tell them? Are you really mean?
Bible.
Okay. All right, we're not getting anywhere with this question. We need to move on. Okay, here's a question for you. Did you guys know that at this moment, there is a battle going on for your mind?
No.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I don't know how cool it is. Just wait and find out. There's a battle going on for your mind and your soul. Who knows what your soul is? Give me a quick explanation. That would be your conscience, right? Soul. Who can... Yeah, Zach. Is it what? That's your soul? Cupcake? I'm not talking about your soul mate. Jason. Okay, your spirit. What's that? The inner being. Oh, here we go. We're getting into some like deeper stuff. The inner being of who you are. Okay, this is how I like to explain it. Okay, it's time to listen, guys. All right, time to listen. It's time for me to talk. I'm done asking questions. Well, mostly. Here's how I explain what your soul is. If you were to die and they did an autopsy on you, would they discover who you are?
No.
Why? Okay, so your soul is obviously not your body, right? So something about you and who you are that isn't physical, right?
It's your ghost.
You can't see it. If someone was to cut you open to find it, they couldn't find it, right? Yeah. Did somebody have a... Someone sounded like... No, it's not a ghost. Okay, let's move on here. Here's something that Jesus did a lot. And if you were with us last year... Hey, Jonathan. It's time to stop. If you were with us last year, we went through the book of John, and here's one of the things that Jesus kept saying over and over and over. He says, I tell you the truth. And if you read it through the book of John, seriously, I don't know how many, I didn't count them, but there's got to be like, I don't know, at least 20, 25 times. Jesus starts off a sentence or answers a question by saying, I tell you the truth. And then later on, it's interesting. Jesus is in a conversation with some of the disciples, and he says, I am the way and the truth
and the life.
So he's saying, I tell you the truth. He's like, listen up, guys. I got something for you that I know, and I know it's true, and I want to let you know. Over and over and over again. And then he claims to be the truth. Now, these are some big claims, okay? You talk about Christianity. Our whole year last year was investigating the claims of Christianity. Okay, we dedicated the entire year to that. And there are some big, big truth claims that Christianity claims to be true. One of them is this statement we just read. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if somebody said that to you, would you believe them?
No.
No?
Is that worse than Jesus?
Ah, that's a good one. If Brandon was to say to you, I'm the way, the truth, and the life,
no.
Would you believe him?
No.
Why not?
Because
he's bad. Because he's not. Come on, give me a better answer than that.
Because
he's immortal. He's not immortal.
He's
mortal. Okay, he does, he messes up, right? He does, you know, things that Brandon always says aren't necessarily true. So I'm not picking on your Brandon. We're all in this category, by the way. Some of the things that Brandon does maybe aren't the best things, right? Just like me. I'm the same. Me and him are in the same boat. We do bad things. So how can Jesus say this? How could Jesus make that claim?
He's not in the boat.
Okay, it's true. He's not in our boat. Yeah. Yeah.
He has a beard and he has a white robe and he can walk on water.
Well, he can walk on water. I don't know about the other stuff. He probably had a beard. He probably had a robe. So, yeah, he did walk on water. Here's the thing. Jesus claimed to be the truth. And he made a lot of truth claims. But here's the thing. Jesus was able to back up his claims. Our whole year, last year, was spent investigating this whole idea that how can Jesus claim to be the way, the truth, and the life? Is he really who he claimed to be? And so when we look at the life of Jesus, that's why we went through the book of John last year. When we look at the life of Jesus, we find that he was without sin. We find that he, and not the Bible isn't the only book, a literature that we have that supports that Jesus lived. There's actually quite a few different ones. Ancient historians and scholars wrote about this guy named Jesus. So the Bible's not the only book that we have that tells us about Jesus. However, the Bible differs in that it has a different take on who Jesus was. And so the Bible's really clear, especially in the book of John, Jesus claimed to be God. Now, there's only a few ways you can go with this. Either Jesus was off his rocker, right? He's just this crazy lunatic saying that he was God, because there's been quite a few of those guys in the past, right? So that's crazy. The other one is, you know, he was a liar. He just liked to trick people. And he just lied. And so when he said, "I tell you the truth," or "I am the way, the truth, and the life," he was just lying. And the other option is that he was actually telling the truth. And here's how we know that Jesus was telling the truth. It's because of the evidence of his life. So the reason we said, if Brandon said that to us, of course we wouldn't believe it. Because we know Brandon's a sinner. He's like the rest of us, right? He's just like the rest of us. But here's the thing with Jesus. He did incredible miracles. Recorded miracles. If you want to, one of the writers of the New Testament, his name's Luke, he was a doctor. And he also recorded these miracles. This guy's a medical doctor saying, these are incredible things. He raised people from the dead. This witnessed by hundreds of people. Like this, and the guy was already starting to stink, remember? Last year we said, he stinketh in the King James, right? And so we look at the life of Jesus, and we go like, if there's anybody who can back up a claim of, "I tell you the truth, you need to listen," or "I am the truth," it would be Jesus. Not only did he do that, he ended up giving himself for you and dying on a cross. Didn't have to. You realize that. Jesus didn't have to die. He could have called to the angels. He could have had a multitude of angels at his side immediately. I mean, Jesus was God. He was who he claimed to be, because he wasn't crazy. I mean, a crazy guy doesn't do the things Jesus did. And if you look at the teaching of Jesus, it's incredible. We've gone through lots of it over my time here, like tons. I'll get to you in a minute, Gail. Tons of stuff. Like, it's just amazing, his teaching, the depth of insight that he has. There's something different about this guy. He wasn't a normal dude. Here's another claim that Jesus had. And we find it in John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, "The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy." Sorry. "But I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." Wow, that's a pretty big claim. And so the reason why I wanted to share that verse with you is, in some ways, this year, I want to invite you guys on this journey that we're going to take this year. We want to discover truth. We want to discover Jesus. And we want to discover real life. Because, man, if Jesus is telling the truth, and that life comes through him, and that the enemy, we have an enemy, that there's a battle going. Remember we talked about a battle at the start? There's a battle going on for your mind and your soul. And the Bible talks about the enemy as a roaring lion looking to whom he might devour. That his main weapon is deceit. In fact, I'll read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is what it says. It's a book in the Bible written by the Apostle Paul. By the way, next week we'll have Bibles out for you guys, but today I'm kind of skipping around a little bit. So we'll do that next week. "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with," he's talking about Christians, "are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." Sounds pretty good, eh? "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient Christ." See, there's a battle going on for your mind. There's a whole bunch of messages that the enemy uses, that he wants to deceive you, because his main tool is deceit. In fact, I'm not going to read it. We're already short on time. I spent too much time asking you guys questions. But one of the things that Jesus talks about, and we did actually last year again in the book of John, said that the enemy is the father of lies. He was a liar from the beginning, And he's still a liar. And his main tool is lies. He wants to blind you so that you are unable to see the truth. And the truth is Jesus. And there's in the book of John again, chapter 8, it says that the promise from Jesus is that the truth will set you free. So Jesus will set you free. He'll help you to see through the lies. So who are the major player in these battles? Well, there's us. There's God. And then there's our enemy, Satan. So now the question. Okay, all right. So maybe there is truth. Maybe Jesus was who he said he was. I mean, he made some pretty outrageous claims, but man, he was a pretty outrageous guy. So now the question is, well, how do you discover this truth? How do you know something is true? Well, I think the first step is you need to accept that Jesus was who he said he was. Because you look at his life, the evidence suggests that he was not crazy. He wasn't just a good teacher, that's for sure. Because a good teacher who says, I'm God, and he's teaching people, and he's lying, it's not a good teacher. Just like your math teacher saying 2 + 2 = 5. Right? Yeah. Your math teacher lied. Right? That's not a good teacher. A good teacher is someone who actually teaches the truth. 2 + 2 = 4, right? So if Jesus was a good teacher, and that's it, if he wasn't who he said he was, then, well, that's impossible. He can't be a good teacher. Because then he was lying. He was teaching stuff that's not true. So the first step is, okay, I'll take this step because, you know, to get any kind of truth, there has to be some kind of step of faith. Because in and of ourselves, we can't discover truth. We grew up in a certain way, with a certain family, with certain values and certain culture. We can't discover truth because we're all clouded by these values and culture and all the things around us, and movies and stuff that speaks, that preach to us, actually. Music, movies, they all have a message. They're preaching to you. And so how do you figure that out? How do you figure what the truth is? Because this guy's saying this, and this guy's saying this. So that's where it begins. I think the second step is getting into your Bible. One of the things that I would challenge you on is if you're really struggling with this whole idea of truth, start reading your Bible. And things will become clear. Because here's one of the things that the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians. It says that we're all born blind. That it's like we have this veil over our faces and we can't see. And what Jesus does is he removes the veil. And until you kind of take that step of faith, until you kind of open yourself up to say, okay, maybe this is true. I want to join this quest to find out if Jesus really is who he said he was, if he really is the truth. Because man, it's the claims, being set free, having life to the full. I mean, who doesn't want that? Besides Brandon, I thought you were going to say me, but sorry, you weren't listening, so. Sorry. I think the third way that you can discover truth. Okay, Kale. Yeah. This is a burning question that you must have. I'll answer that question after, okay? It's not part of the talk, but I'll answer it after. Okay, sorry. If you have if you want to ask a question, make sure it's about the talk, okay? Otherwise, I don't want to get off track here. So we have a lot allotted little time here. We have to try is the main word. Okay, you need to accept who Jesus is. If you're going to find truth, you got to accept the fact that Jesus claimed to be true and that his life backed it up. Secondly, you got to get into the Bible. Start reading the Bible. Jesus calls the Bible truth. So if you kind of accept the fact that, okay, if Jesus is telling the truth, his life backs it up, the guy rose from the dead. I mean, that's huge. That kind of solidifies it, maybe. Then maybe the things that he claims are true are also true. So here's another way. By going to church on Sundays. Now, you guys might think I'm being really religious, that you have to do these things in order to be a Christian. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about discovering truth. If you want to discover truth, these are the avenues that you need. Come in here to Ignite. I mean, you might be a little offended tonight that I'm talking about truth. That's fine. That's okay. We don't mind if you're a little offended. I would be too if I claim to have truth and you claim to have truth and we disagreed. I don't know if I'd be offended, actually, but I understand. I understand it's a tough pill to swallow. But what I would ask you to do is to open your mind, open your heart, and see that maybe this is true. Okay, we got a video clip, and it's like a minute and a half long, and then I'll finish up right after our clip. So Robin, are we ready for the clip? It's from The Lord of the Rings. It's Sam Gamgee and Frodo. Sherry, can you make sure we got sound? Okay. It's Sam Gamgee and Frodo, and they've just been given a mission. They're out of the Shire, and here we go.
This is it. This is what? If I take one more step, it'll be the farthest away from home I've ever been. Come on, Sam. Remember what Bilbo used to say? It's a dangerous business, Frodo.
Going out your door, you step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to.
All right, so here's the challenge. This is what we want to do here. Let's say we're Sam and Frodo. We're coming to the edge of where we've never been before. And here's what I would want to invite you guys to. I want to invite you guys on this journey. Just like Frodo and Sam were on this journey, they took the challenge of taking the ring to Mordor. And if you haven't watched Lord of the Rings, I'm sorry, you already lost. But here's what we want. We want to do the same thing here today. We want to invite you guys. Come with us. We want to go on a journey over the next few months in Ignite. Awesome. And we want to discover truth. We want to see if these claims are really true. We want to figure out who Jesus really is. Is he true? Can he help me? Can he change my life? Are the things that he said, are they really true? So come with us on this journey of discovery. We want to discover who Jesus is. And I guarantee it, if you take the step, just like Bilbo was saying in the commentary there, take that step out the door. Who knows where you're going to end up? Who knows what path you'll be on? But I guarantee it, you won't be on the same path. Your life will be changed for the better. And we'll be embracing this whole idea that we can actually have life to the full. That sounds pretty cool. I don't know about you, but I want that. I want life to the full. Okay, we're going to go to our small groups. But before I do that, I just want to pray for you guys. And, well, sorry, one more thought. Sorry, I forgot. It's in bold here, and I didn't say it. We said that Satan's primary weapon is deceit. Well, you know what our kind of... Remember we read that passage in 2 Corinthians, talked about divine weapons? You know what the divine weapon that we have to fight deceit? How do you defeat lies? How do you fight lies if somebody's lying? With truth. Yeah. If the enemy's weapon, his main weapon is deceit, then we want to use truth to fight it. And so that's what we're gonna go for. Yeah. So, okay, now I want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for these teens. They're awesome. I love them. Very cool to have these guys in our church here, and thank you that they were attentive. It was awesome. Lord, this is really the... When we become a Christian, we're not like, now I know everything is true, I know everything. It's not where we are, Father. You know that. Lord, all of us together, me included, I want to discover truth. I want to keep discovering truth. I want to know that Jesus is true, the things that he says are true. I want to know that he really is the truth. And Lord, I just pray that you'd be with us this year as we take these steps as we walk out the door down the path where we don't know what we're going to discover. And Lord, I just pray that you would lead us and that you would reveal yourself to each person that's here and even the ones that are going to come later. We know there's going to be more kids coming. Lord, we just ask that you would reveal yourself to them, that you would lift that veil that we talked about, that we might be able to see you for who you really are. And Lord, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.